If you're getting ready to go out and plow, and you'd have to get the horses ready, you'd say that you were gonna
harness the horse.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a horse on the left-hand side of a team? Do you have any word for that?
No.
Which side did you stand on when you harnessed the horses?
Yeah, I stood on the left side.
Uh-huh. But you didn't have any term for the horse on the left side. If you stood on the left side of the horse, so then after you got the team in harness, you didn't have any word for the horse on the left side.
No, I don't know what it did.
Mm-hmm. If you got them hooked up to a wagon or a plow, and you're driving them, what do you call the things that you hold in your hands?
Wines, reins, wines, generally.
When would you use the word reins?
Reins is when you rein was on the bridle.
So that'd be for a saddle horse.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever plow with a one-bottom walking plow?
Yeah.
Where you had to hold the handles? How'd you fix the lines then?
Put them around your waist.
Tie them around?
You put them right here around this way and on the floor.
Did you have any special term for them when you fastened them behind your back?
No.
Still call them lines?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If something wasn't very far from where you were living, you'd say it was just a little
distance.
Uh-huh. If you had to go, say 5 miles to get to the store when you were out on a farm, you'd say I got a long
route.
Long route.
Long ways.
Uh-huh. If you'd gone into town to look for something and you looked in every store in town and you couldn't find it, you'd say, I couldn't find that
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
And if you had a real good year, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
What kind of grain do you make flour out of, usually?
Wheat. Rye, sometimes.
I know, we talked a while ago about taking stone off of a sled and clearing up the brush. If you had a piece of land that was like that, and you were gonna fix it so you could farm it, what would you say you were gonna do to it? You were gonna
clear it.
Did you ever raise alfalfa or clover?
Yeah.
How many times could you cut it during the summer?
Well, sometimes you can cut the alfalfa 3 times, but it's generally 2.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call it? The second crop. Have any special name for that?
No. Only the second crop.
Down in Oklahoma, where I come from, it gets warm enough down there early enough, and stays warm late enough to get 5 cuttings on alfalfa sometimes.
I don't think they ever get over 3 here. I don't know.
That makes a good crop. Mm-hmm. You can cut it 5 times.
Yeah.
Only thing that keeps them from it, sometimes it'll rain too much in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Either rain too much or not rain enough.
Yeah.
And then they only get 3 or 4. If you have used a binder in the field on wheat or oats, what do you call the thing that comes off of the binder?
Yeah.